this session will come out as a radical invitation for you truly to know you and to know you have no limits whatsoever. Okay? Really. It does depend on your ability to hear, to see, to know, to be, and to be present. Okay? So, let's just have a look. I haven't jotted this bit down. It's just sitting here with me now. So let's just see what it says. There is thought. You're never going to find the thinker. Try and find the thinker. There is thought. You're never going to find the thinker. There is perception. You're never going to find the perceiver. There is sight. You're never going to find the seer. Now, if you keep looking at this, what I'm just saying is an invitation to be boundless, to know you have no limits or boundaries. Because clearly, ask yourself, is it the eyes that see? Is it the ears that hear? Is it the body that feels? Is it the mind or the brain that knows? Or on this level or realm of sense, perception, manifestation, they are vehicles of that sees, hears, knows, feels. And that is beyond all space and time. Beyond all space and all time is that is seeing now. That is hearing now. That is knowing now. That is perceiving now. None of this is in your brain. None of this is in your mind. It's all actually in what you first are already. In this realm, that is not one's home, but one's vehicle to express through sense and perception the beyond that one already is. This realm turns all of that into an inner and outer world, if you have a look. The outer world is in sense perception. So it's perceived through manifest sensing, if you really look. Inside, it is sensation. Remember, we do the sensation of your interior. And maybe one could say a knowing beyond the known. And deeper beyond that is that one that is seeing, is perceiving, is knowing. And this is rather like a fountain in which it cannot stop its pouring, apparently through or out. If you kind of hear that. So, at some point, everyone in this room, including the speaker, in one's apparent daily life, may have doubt or fear. And certainly, when I read what people write to me, mainly what people write, is I hear a doubt and a fear that's in everybody on the planet. That their doubt and fear is that reality keeps passing away. And have I been taught this? Or am I doing this? Or is it a mix of both? I keep identifying reality as a body, mind, thought and feeling with charges of positive and negative and good and bad. And if I observe I will see that just keeps passing away. My existential fear is, can I hold this reality together? And the answer is no. Why? Well, because I am the reality of that that exists. I am the light of that that's beyond. I am beyond all space and time, and yet I appear to be in all spaces and all time. And that is the truth. And the doubt that arises is because of my lack of truly, deeply perceiving what truly is in this singular moment. I just follow the train truck, the railway carriage of past and future, of information that is really not relevant to what I am. And I am training my body-mind to try to grasp and hold on to this reality and not let it change. Although not allowing it to change, which means completely being open, the change once discovers there's no change in what you are as reality. And that is bright, inherent freedom that shines in and behind all of this. Doubt then says to you, ego says to you, this is real. This is real. It's real. Don't change. Don't believe this. Don't believe that. This is real. Because the ego has enough intelligence because it's been constructed by the big intelligence, who is I, that if you do move to your unlimited possibility here and now as ego death, and it convinces you that you're it because it doesn't want to die, and you're in the process of discovering both birth and death are an illusion. But now is real. And the light of your original nature is in it all. So there's actually nothing to fear whatsoever. There is no need for doubt. No need even to work on this other than really observe. Truly perceive. Deeply know. And don't, as it were, make ego wrong. Don't play its game. Just see it for what it is. Unreal. What is the ego? It is what is quite natural when you have a black screen. Check this out. Think of Kodak. Think of the original cameras. A black negative screen with a lens that allows light to pour in and make an impression. And we look at that and we go, wow, look at that. But we're already looking in the past. You have so moved on already, completely. There is an image of the past. So it doesn't take too much intelligence to see that that this screen is either impressed through the lack of knowing one's true nature, or it's brightly deep and black. And it looks to the mind that's impressed that there is nothing there of value. But you must enter it and disappear into it to discover it's what you are. So, doubt then, and this buzzing of an existential fear, as if the fear is out here. The fear is in here. But you're not going to find it. It's not a thing. It's a sensation of idea. But through the lens of light that comes from outside, but not light that one already is. If the light that already is were to fully meet the light that appears to be outside, it will be real light. And an enlightenment of all the forms. Light itself would realize itself. But because we place our attention in activities outside rather than what we're knowing inside, life becomes an activity outside, whereas really life is a movement from within that then appears as an activity outside. So all the stars, the planets, all everything that's really going on beyond ego information is the activity of the universe, is the activity of big mind, is the activity of the light of being shining. If you can hear this. So doubt is the ego's way of being you, a construction of patterns that has intelligence and it can speak. It can seem to think, and it definitely can interfere with the feeling self. It also can interfere with the field. I don't know if you've noticed this, that how fear can project itself as seeming outside, but it's literally psychic. Yeah? Mm-hmm. We're not making this wrong. We're investigating, we're inquiring, we're having a look at the true nature. Yeah? So what we're doing here is we're truly remembering reality as ourselves. So when that happens, the boundary you're unwittingly applying in everything that you do is going to come down. And you'll think that you're dying. But what's actually happening is you're transfiguring the memory banks of space-time and you're recoding them from another place. And until you can say, I'm in another place. Please, is that making any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah? Is that really making any sense to any of you?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not asking you to go and change your life. No, I'm asking you to go and change the universe. So the moment we get a little energy of doubt and fear, we're in the matrix of the known. No other point is there. I'm not talking about any other matrix apart from the matrix of known, please. So, doubt happens when your higher calling or attunement to what you more deeply are, let's call it on invisible but intuitive levels, has you crossing the boundaries on the inside outside, but you've got an emergency button called ego which presses the fear button. Can't go beyond your limitations, stay limited. It can bring up all sorts of things. So you might even have a lot coming up here. I have no idea because you haven't said. But if you have got a lot coming up here, wow, that's an amazing bonfire. Of blessing. Which means it can be returned to light. So then you can continue to expand consciousness by realizing what you already are. because what you already are is beyond all spaces, all times. What's looking out of those eyes and seeing and knowing is what you are, before any interferons with perception, with thought and feeling and with activity. In life, what you're doing is unfiltering. You're sitting here to unfilter your perception, your knowing, from the limited box that you've seen, that you've put yourself in. But that's good, because that's how you've learned a great deal more. So then there's expansion.
Let's see.